Alyssa Priddle is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. She covers business stories. She recently wrote how Ford and GM have set records with their sales in China. And the June sales soar despite the limits on that have been imposed. Interesting story. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about this story.
Well, you know, the China market is just really fascinating to watch because, you know, we keep hearing stories about how their economy is slowing. But to put it in some kind of perspective, it's a huge, huge auto market. I mean, for the last couple of years, it's been the single largest auto market in the world. And we look at these numbers, and you're seeing in June, GM was up 10%. Ford up 18%. They're both up for the first half of the year. And when you talk about slowing, it means that, oh, China might only make or sell 20 million vehicles this year. And you have to look at the U.S. where we're hoping that we're going to maybe get 13 to 14 million. So it's just, it's an incredible market that has, it can make such a difference in an automaker's bottom line. You just got to be in there.
What's that mean for Ford and GM?
Well, it's, I mean, again, because of just the sheer numbers of sales there, and they're just scratching the potential is the other thing, too. I mean, it's only, you know, there's still so much room to grow that you have to be there because the potential to sell vehicles is enormous. And for in GM's case, for example, Buick is a huge seller in China. And I think some people were wondering when GM was cutting its brands, and they kept Buick. And at that time, you know, in the U.S., it's not like Buick was the most popular brand. But what a lot of people didn't realize is that because it was popular in China and adding so much to the bottom line, that was the main reason that Buick is even still alive today.
Do we know why Buick is so popular in China?
The Chinese love big vehicles. So that's the other sort of myth is everyone thinks, oh, China, that's great because they're trying to get people from bicycles into tiny little cars. That's what they want. Yes, there is an element of that, but really the growth in China is in big cars, and they like the full-size sedans, and they take the sedans that we have here, and they stretch them to make them even longer because they have giant back seats, because the people who buy these cars have drivers. So the owners of the car drive in the back seat, and a driver drives them around in these crazy, congested traffic gridlock streets. And so Buick is popular because they like the big cars, you know, and Audi is really popular over there. Chrysler's, they're bringing in the 300. They're getting back into the Chinese market, and they're starting with the 300, again, because big car. You have to think there's more than a million millionaires in China and growing.
Alyssa Priddle is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. She was recently at the Beijing Auto Show a few months ago, and she wrote a number of stories about GM, Ford, and Chrysler and their efforts in China. Tell us about your visit.
Well, that was my first time to China, and it was really an eye-opener. I mean, when you talk about, you know, gridlock and congestion and some of the issues going on, I tell you, when you spend a good part of a week driving around there, it really is incredible. It's very interesting because you can go down the road and the road is being shared by, there's buses and right beside them are bikes and little electric scooters and then a Ferrari will go by. I mean, it is truly a mixed bag over there, which it helps you to see why you see all these stories about everyone getting in there. It's true. Everyone is fighting for space on the road there. And the other interesting thing is to fight traffic, the big cities now, a fourth city now, has started restricting how many license plates it will dole out in each city, which is cutting auto sales in some of these big cities because you have to enter a lottery and hope that you get a license plate because you can't be sold a car unless you have proof you have a license plate. And so people look at that and say, oh, that's going to be the end of growth in China. But you have to remember, these are just, so four cities have done it so far. China is full of little rural cities of a million people. Those ones haven't even been tapped yet.
And that's why it's so important, the infrastructure growth that is expected there. From what I understand, Alyssa, they're going to build cities that can hold 1 in 2 million people and all that that entertains. So that once that's in place, I'm sure that will help auto sales also.
Well, those cities already exist, and so the difference is that as they get a greater middle class, more and more people are buying vehicles. I mean, that's the part that is kind of was mind-boggling to me, is that, you know, I mean, here we are in Detroit, where we don't even have 1 million people here. Little rural parts of China already have 1 million people in these little towns that no one even knows the name of. In the U.S., there just aren't cities of 1 million people where no one has ever heard the name of them.
And, they're building more of these cities, so for car sales, it's going to be a good thing.
That's where the money is to be made, because you know, Europe, North America, we're very mature markets. There are concerns here where going forward, households are maybe going to have fewer vehicles per household. It's hard to see where the growth is beyond just the replacement rate of what we have. So China, it's places like China and India where you've got sort of this unbridled potential for growth.
Thanks, Elisa. We appreciate you.
Have a great day.